بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are talking about the basics of Islam. It is very important to return to the basics, to get the foundation strong and correct in the first place. Because only on a strong foundation can you build any structure. If the foundation itself is weak, then whatever structure you build is also will be weak. Our problem today is because knowledge is, or at least information is easily available. We first mistake information and we think it is knowledge, and then we apply it and we make mistakes because what we are applying is not knowledge, because there is no experience in it, there is no practice in it. We are just applying information and that causes trouble for us. So the point is that I am not preventing anybody or stopping anybody. I can't do it anyway, but from working on hadith or working on Quran. But the actual work needs to be done on the self. Today, nobody is going to go and discover any hadith. There is no unknown hadith that no one knew, only now I have found it. That's not going to happen. So, but what is important and what can happen and should happen is for us to practice the hadith that we know. That is possible, that is something that we are going to be accountable for if you are not practicing it. So working on hadith to me means I am working on implementing hadith in my life. I am working on implementing the teachings of Rasulullah in my life. Now what is the first of those teachings? The very first of those teachings which comes before everything else is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. It is the kalima of Tawheed. The kalimatani, the two kalimas of Tawheed, that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that he is the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this seems to be something which we take for granted. We say, we know this. It's not a question of whether we know it or not. We all know it. The question is, are we implementing it? Are we living by it? What is the meaning of living by it? Rasulullah ﷺ said, there are many hadiths concerning the kalima. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who says La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah with ikhlas will go into Jannah. So they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what is the ikhlas of the kalima? Because he said, the one who says this with ikhlas. So they said, what is ikhlas related to the kalima? He said, ikhlas of the kalima is that which keeps you away from haram. So he's not talking about the meaning of the kalima as in linguistically this is what it means and so on. It means that if you believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, then you will not do anything which is haram. What is haram? Lying is haram. Cheating is haram. Denying somebody their right is haram. Taking away somebody's right is haram. Dealing in interest, borrowing from banks or from anywhere on interest is haram. Lending money on interest is haram. Alcohol is haram. Pork is haram. Gambling is haram. Are we staying away from this? So if we are not staying away from these, then Rasulullah ﷺ said, the one who says the kalima with ikhlas will go into Jannah. What does it imply? That the one in whose kalima there is no ikhlas will not go into Jannah. I am not sitting here and sending somebody to Jannah and somebody to Jahannam. That's not my Jannah. Neither the Jannah nor the Jahannam belongs to me. But I am just saying that taking the hadith of the Nabi alayhi salam, when he said that something takes you into Jannah, then the implication is the opposite will take you into the other place. So where do you want to go? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, all the Muslims will go into Jannah except those who refuse. He said, all the Muslims, all those who believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah will go into Jannah except those who refuse. So the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, who will refuse? Who will refuse to go into Jannah? He said, the ones who follow me will go into Jannah, the ones who will not follow me have refused. The ones who follow me will go into Jannah. And the one who refuses to follow me has refused. So Are we following him or are we refusing to follow him? The basic principle of the Sharia is that what is haram is haram irrespective of quantity. So, 1 gram of pork is also haram, the whole pig is also haram. Allah said, Lahmul Khinzir, He said, the meat of the pig, what about the skin? What about the blood? What about the fat? What about the bones? They're all haram. If somebody is arguing and saying, no, Allah only said the flesh, so I can eat the fat. There are people who actually argue this. I'm not making this up. I can make a bag from pig skin, which pig skin is used to make bags and belts and shoes and so on. So can I use a pig skin bag? So basic principle is this. Now, applying the same principle, when you say Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who refuses to follow me has refused Jannah. So refuse to follow, to what extent? If somebody completely refuses to follow, I will not follow Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If somebody says that, then the person is automatically out of Islam. So we are not talking about that. We are talking about people who, may Allah forgive us, people like us who pick and choose. Who pick and choose. This one I like, so I will do. This other one, I don't like, I will not do. I like to listen to Nasheed and Naat and Khawali. So I listen to that and I call this my ishq for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My love for Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But I don't like to keep a beard, so I will shave my beard. I don't like to do hijab, so I will not do hijab. So what is this? What is this? I like to make Umrah, I will make Umrah. I like to make Hajj, I will make Hajj. Allah has given me money, I do this. But Allah prohibited me from dealing in interest, borrowing from banks or wherever, from lending on interest. This I will not leave. This I will continue. But I will make Umrah after Umrah, but I will not leave my interest-based business. That is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah said, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْبَعَدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالْبَعَدِ. Are you going to be those who take from the book something that you like and you leave the rest? وَمَنْ يَفَلْ ذَلِكَ. And the one who does this, what is there for him? خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah said, difficulty and trouble and problems in this life of this dunya. Allah is promising difficulty. Today we are living in a time when things are difficult, and by the look of it, they are only going to get more difficult, not less difficult. And we are running all over the place and having this conference and that meeting to say how can this difficulty be relieved, what should be our political strategy and this strategy, that. What should be your strategy with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What should be your strategy with regard to the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because there is only one who can remove the difficulty, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So Allah promised this difficulty. And then He said, in addition to that, وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْأَذَامِ. And on the day of judgment, they will be returned to the worst of the punishment. Who is this for? أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضٍ. Not for the kafir, not for the mushrik, not for the one who has completely denied everything. This is for the one who claims to have iman, who claims to have faith, but who picks and chooses. Why? Because this picking and choosing is a sign of arrogance. It's a sign of takabbur, of kibr, related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who is doing this is saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sorry, excuse me, you may want something that's not, I will do what I want to do. You want, you don't want, maybe, maybe not, but I want, I will do what I want. This is what he's saying. So in the basics, the first of the basics is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And the meaning of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu totally and completely without question, to enter into Islam totally and completely without question. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffatan. Completely enter into Islam. وَلَا تَتَّبِيُوا خُطْوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. And to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam totally and completely without question. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally, enter into Islam totally, and follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam totally. All three mean the same thing. I am only separating them for us to understand. Basically, what following Allah means what? Means to live your life according to the sunnah, which means you have entered Islam completely. So all three are the same. This is the meaning of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And my contention is that until we get our basic foundation correct, nothing will change. Not only will nothing change, but things will only become more and more and more difficult. If we want the difficulty to go, we have to look at ourselves. We have to change ourselves. Even if you change yourself alone, don't worry about everybody else, yourself alone. If we do that, then the opposite is equally true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve the difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open doors for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us. Allah will help us. There's no doubt about this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand and to practice and to bless us and to give us the barakah of that practice. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.